This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Let's not forget, either, our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, all over the countryside and up and down the highways. And let's also not forget Felix and the gang and John, the mail haulers, hauling the bulk mail to the post offices so that you can get your packages in time for Christmas, as well as our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel all over the place. Our Amazon warehouse people, thanks for tuning in. And our Amazon drivers, we appreciate you guys and gals just as much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all lowercase, all put together. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the great things that we got going on here. And I think you're going to like what you see. Well, let's go out west. The man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics is on the telephone line. And good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Well, they're in town for the big game on Sunday, the Cincinnati Bengals. I saw a lot of people here pull up yesterday, busload of people for sure, at least one of them in the hotel right out back, and they had their Bengals jerseys on. They were traveling that way, so they were here. So you're going to see them at the game on Sunday, I'm sure. But a lot of excitement right now going on because, of course, it's win or go home, it seems like, right now for the serious teams out there. The Bucs are still, believe it or not, in first place in the NFC South. However, I'm not really sure if they're going to stay there because they aren't playing like a number one team, but that's just me talking.
Well, and we'll see how it goes. Things can change, yeah.
All right, you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Okay. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, we talked about the weather situation and the water situation out there in California. But have you, and this is a question for you. It's a personal question, Kyle. You ready?
I'm ready, sure.
Have you been helped or hurt by Biden's actions on inflation?
Well, I think with a pretty good percentage, Captain, of the American people, we've all been hurt, I think, by the actions of the Biden administration.
Well, 46% say they've been hurt. I don't know where the other 54% landed, but 46% say they were hurt. That was the number one answer. While 16% say they've been helped.
Well, the 16%, I don't know. We have to find out what miracle of miracles are they experiencing from Joe Biden.
Well, I'm thinking they're living on a desert island somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Yeah. Or who knows? But it just doesn't seem to make any sense, because from the top down, it seems like every single aspect of our society is being impacted by this massive inflation. So much so, Captain, that they keep saying they have to raise the interest rates more and more and more.
Now, we talked earlier about the CNN, the New York Times, and the Washington Post reporters who were banned by Twitter. But here comes something that's really wild. Do you know who Anna Cabrera is?
Yeah, I think she's over on CNN. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a daytime anchor on CNN. Well, she just announced that she's leaving CNN for a new TV role at MSNBC.
That's what we hear. Exactly. Yeah, she's going over to MSNBC. I don't know what it means, Captain, when people start jumping ship at CNN to go to MSNBC.
Worse ratings.
But I guess so. Basically, of course, CNN has been going through so much, and the focus has kind of been off MSNBC, even though they still have some pretty interesting, shall we say, stuff going on over there. But CNN has been in the news of late because of these changes at HLN and this kind of thing, and the real challenges that they face in trying to build back the brand that had been literally, completely, totally ruined.
Boy, is that the truth. By the way, Congressman Weinstrop says the COVID probe is not vindictive. The COVID probe is not vindictive. All right, we'll be back with more and Kyle Warren, too, right after this break. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is Kyle Warren, and from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, we want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Now take it away, Captain.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I want you to come see me this Saturday at Mount's Nissan in Newport Richey. If you want to surprise the family with a new or pre-owned Nissan, just stop by and see me, and I'll direct you to my friends at Mount's Nissan, who will be ready to get you a great deal just in time for Christmas. If you're a veteran, first responder, or active military, Mount's Nissan will take great care of you. We always have a great turnout for my events at Mount's Nissan, so join me, Mount's Nissan, 19 and 54, Newport Richey, online at MountsNissan.com, and Merry Christmas from Mount's Family Automotive.
Ho, ho, ho. All righty. I'm going to have a lot of fun there. And by the way, there will be a Santa spotting at Moss Nissan on the weekend, so on Saturday from 9 to 3. So make sure you bring the kids and get ready to have a little treat there as well. But Santa's going to be making an appearance. I just can't tell you what time or what door he's going to come in. He may land on the roof for all I know, so we'll see. But This portion of the program brought to you by our friends, again, over at Relief Factor. It's a product that I take for one simple reason. It works! And I've been taking it for 9 years. It's worked for me every day that I've taken it. Now, I have a problem that if I stop taking the Relief Factor, I get aches, I get pains, my leg swells up, my ankle swells up, my foot swells up, and I just can't stand it because it hurts so much. But Relief Factor, the ingredients that are in it, all natural, no drugs, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it will go and take care of the inflammation and or the swelling. It will lower or eliminate the pain associated with the problem you've got. It'll go right straight to the source. I've never seen anything quite like it. And it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. It's cost that since I've been with them, going on 9 years right now. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And remember, it's like kind of taking a vitamin pill, I guess, because it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Easy to take capsules, 4 of them in a packet. You're going to love it. It's going to work. Believe me, it's going to work. 1995, three-week quick start. All you do is have to go to is a website called relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. Check it out. You'll see some other things in there that you can buy, too. They got vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin B12. They got some other things in there. And they are a health and nature foods place, which knows what they're doing. Knows what they're doing. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, here we go. New York City, place you always like to talk about, right?
Of course, sure.
You haven't been there recently, have you?
No, no.
When's the last time you were there?
Actually, you know, I've never visited New York City.
Oh, boy. Well, I used to go almost...
Never had the opportunity.
I used to go almost every weekend. My wife loved to go down and see the plays, and I wanted to go see some sporting events. So what we would do is we'd go see whatever the sporting event was I wanted to see. She'd go with me, and then I'd have to go watch one of the plays.
Well, very cool. Very cool.
But it was fun. It was fun. That's what's fun about having teammates. All right. Now, New York City Mayor Adams announced the marijuana seizures. You ready for this?
Okay.
Of 100,000 packages of weed at a City Hall press conference yesterday devoted to the city's efforts, which involved the Sheriff's Office, the NYPD, and the state's Office of Cannabis Management to crack down on the gray market of illegal pot sellers. And this was predominantly the pot they were selling was the medicinal pot that they didn't have a license for, and they were just selling it out of their trunks or whatever.
Well, this is just part and parcel of the huge problems that we understand New York City is having, and as things are just getting out of hand in terms of the crime and in terms of degrading what had become a much better image, I think, for New York City. And now it's just rife with this kind of stuff.
Well, I used to love going to New York City, especially when I lived in New York State, upstate New York, and then as well when we moved down on the island for a short time when I had transferred in to work part-time with the New York City Fire Department of New York, rather. And it was a great place to be at that time, but it's changed in the last 20-plus years. Now you don't dare go walking at night almost anywhere.
Well, exactly, and especially back in...
Let alone in the daytime, I might add.
Well, right, because New York City always had this sort of this reputation, right, of just exactly what you're describing. Then it started to get a lot better, especially with Rudy Giuliani that era. But now it seems to be falling back again, and it's really sad because it is America's city, and it's something that we should be able to be really proud of. But unfortunately, we've seen how things have been run. And here we go again.
Okay, I'm about to do my Elvis impression. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. We have a blue Christmas without you. But anyway, the reason I mentioned blue, and pardon my singing, retail sales fell 0.6% from October to November after a sharp 1.3 rise. That's 1.3% the previous month. Now, the government said that, and it's going to be a blue Christmas, unfortunately, Kyle, for many Americans, because special thanks to Joe Biden and his Democratic pals, palsy-walsies, as sales fell for furniture, electronics, home, garden products, and even the sale for cars has gone stagnant because the price for the that they were getting on the certified pre-owned cars has now dropped again.
Well, and it's not something you can just blame on COVID. There are actual real problems out there right now affecting the spending, affecting the prices, affecting the overall economy. Because, as you know, Captain, perception is reality, not only in politics, but I think also in economics. If people really feel that they just don't have the money or feel like they're not going to have more money in the future, they're going to pull back. And we're seeing those things happen. And I guess to go along with the Elvis thing, I guess Joe Biden would just say, thank you very much. You know, thinking
that, thank you very much. Thank you very, you know, very much. Hell. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Thinking that, it's almost as if you went up and said special thanks to Joe Biden. He said, well, you're very welcome, you know, but it's not something that you want to be thanked for, because this is a terrible, terrible thing.
Well, it is, and unfortunately, it's not under control, and it does look like it's going to get there anytime soon. And these business and this is why when we hear Frenchie or anybody else in the administration say, well, sales are up, and things are looking good, and we expect a bright economy, and the future's going to be, not with this guy in charge. Hell no.
They are trying to manufacture an image about how things are in America, and they're just willing to do that. I think they'd be much better served if they would meet this head on to say things aren't good. Here's what we're doing here. Here are the practical things we're doing. We're not just going to run out and raise interest rates, but we're going to, in other words, they'd have to start doing a lot of things that, God forbid, Donald Trump might have done, or Republicans or conservative thinkers might talk about. But that's really the only way. But otherwise, Captain, they're going to be setting themselves up for some real problems in 2024, given the state of affairs that we can anticipate will start to happen.
You remember the old Jackie Gleason show?
The Honeymooners.
And he played the part of the bus driver, Ralph Crandom.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and his buddy was the guy that worked in the sewers called Norton.
Norton, that's right.
Yeah, we need a Norton right now. We need a fix-it guy, a Norton guy, to get in there and fix what needs to be done.
Well, and this is, I'm glad you said that, because this is where I think the strength of the GOP is going to come from. I think that if they have a nominee who's somebody who's respected, who understands the international stage, who understands the principles by which we can get this economy moving again, I think if it's very based on practicality, experience, and seriousness, I think the GOP has a real, real good chance of taking back the White House. And I think that's where the central message of the GOP is going to come from, because not too long ago, Captain, we were talking about the idea that the GOP needs a cohesive, centralized message that all of the GOP can really get behind, because I think that's the only way you're going to drown out all the other stuff from the Democrats. They'll throw everything up on the wall to see if it sticks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And speaking of throwing things against the wall, here comes the break. So hold that thought. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let this guy right here take us to break and tell you what's going on.
Hey, it's the Captain. I want you to come see me this Saturday at Mons Nissan in Newport Richey. If you want to surprise the family with a new or pre-owned Nissan, just stop by and see me, and I'll direct you to my friends at Mons Nissan, who will be ready to get you a great deal just in time for Christmas. If you're a veteran, first responder, or active military, Mons Nissan will take great care of you. We always have a great turnout for my events at Mons Nissan, so join me, Mons.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Yeah. It'll be quite a hit from Mother Nature in the upper Midwest and Northeast tonight and tomorrow. Winter storm tracks across the country and from the coast. New York State stands to receive heavy rain, damaging winds, and even some snow from this storm system. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Our peak is going to be about 1 to 2 inches per hour Thursday night through Friday.
She says the state's prepared thousands of utility workers, along with snowplows, salt and sand for the roads and other affected parts of the state. Russian officials being hit with a new round of sanctions from the U.S. One Russian oligarch is among those targeted. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described that person as, quote, a close associate of President Putin. Nearly two dozen Russian governors were also hit with sanctions. The Biden administration announcing today that starting today, you could order four more mail-in COVID-19 tests. Ryan Daniels, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You bet. Yeah, tell them the captain sent you, because Heroes Mile, and I'm going to spell this out because you could easily misspell the word and then you'd never find them on the web. Heroes Mile is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S. That's H-E-R-O-E-S, Heroes Mile, M-I-L-E.com. That's their website, HeroesMile.com. You can go over there to the website. You can check on all the different things that they do. They do the same sort of stuff when it comes to PTSD and medical and mental and referrals and physical therapy and also your health and money issues and that sort of thing and business plans and whatnot. They can help you with all of that. All right. They can help you with all of that. So if you're having trouble and the VA hasn't been your answer, these are military people and first responders, some of them both, But they will talk to you because they've been a mile in your shoes. They know what it's all about. They've experienced what you've experienced, and they've built themselves back to a much better place, and they can help you get to where you need to be. But you got to get a hold of them. So heroesmile.com is a website. That's heroesmile.com. And if you want to call them, they'd be more than happy to give you the nickel tour. Their phone number is 888-VET, V-E-T, now N-O-W, the number 2. That's 888-VET, now 2. One more time, 888-VET, V-E-T, now N-O-W, the number 2. That's your phone number. So check them out, heroesmile.com. And when you get over there, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because there's some great people there. I know a lot of the different instructors. As a matter of fact, I've had the opportunity to speak there a couple of times, and it's an honor just a tremendous thrill to be able to let those people know that they're in the right place when they come over there to seek help or guidance. They can help you set up a business. They can help you get a loan. They can help you set up your financial situation so that you have it locked in to what you need to do to save money or whatever. They can help you buy a house. They can help you do whatever you need to do, plus help you medically, too. HeroesMile.com. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in looking at some of the things that are happening today, some new documents now reveal how the United States government used a secret Twitter portal to censor COVID-19 content that contradicted the government's narrative in its ongoing probe into Twitter's censorship practices. American First Legal has obtained a fourth set of documents exposing a secret Twitter portal, which U.S. government officials used to censor dissenting COVID-19 views in violation of the First Amendment. Now, it's a revelation that Elon Musk has described as extremely concerning.
Well, Captain, you know, put this into any other kind of situation, the U.S. government was squelching any
censorship
on COVID-19.
Censorship.
That's right.
Yep.
Right. Any kind of dissension on COVID-19 or even asking a question. If you can't ask the question about it, then something is wrong in our country. Now, that is not to say that you want people to try to do kooky things or something like that. And certainly no one would want to encourage anybody to do something crazy or something that would go against common sense. But in our country, Captain, we have this long history of wanting to ask questions. How does that work? Why do we do it this way? Exactly. What is the composition of COVID-19? I mean, you can ask these things, but having the government have a direct line or a secret portal, that's very, very concerning. Because if we put it into any other situation, people would be absolutely outraged. Or if we heard about it in another country, we'd say, my goodness, we'd never do that here.
Well, we've known about this for a while. We've been talking about it for 2, maybe 3 years, maybe even longer for all I know. And I've talked about it with you. I've talked about it with other guests that have been on the program. And we all knew it was there. We all knew it was going on. But the government kept saying, oh, no, no, no. And the mainstream media went right along with them. So it's like we didn't know what we were talking about, and they did. But guess what? We did know what we were talking about.
Well, of course we did. And, you know, Captain, a lot of times one would think that if the government wants to promote a certain narrative, that it has a perspective on something, well, that it would promote it the same way in the marketplace of ideas, but not simply to try to, heavy-handedly control the marketplace of ideas. Because once you start doing that, it actually doesn't make people go, oh, okay, I will stop asking questions about this now. It actually makes them ask more questions, and it creates more chaos, basically. So I guess maybe the question we should be asking is, why would somebody want there to be more chaos instead of less chaos?
You know, that reminds me of a song, Things That Make You Go Oomph.
Things That Make You Go Oomph. That's right, CNC Music Factory.
Yeah, that's what that reminds me of.
I remember.
All right, well,
you're right.
Despite President Joe Biden's claims about building the economy of the future, yes, that's what he said, most voters remain very concerned about the economy, and they don't seem to have much confidence in Biden's handling of the issue. As a matter of fact, Frenchie keeps going up there in the podium going, oh, the economy did so well today, it's doing this, it's doing that. Really? What the hell? What's she eating for lunch?
Well, the economy of the future, Captain, I guess that means it's bad. It's the bad economy of the future. And nobody wants to get to the future and find a bad economy. They're not building the economy of the future. They're actually stagnating things. They're creating false narratives, I think false hope for what you could actually have. I mean, everybody wants to live in a world with these great new power systems or all kinds of great stuff. And we want to get there. And many, many years ago, you know, you'd watch something like the Jetsons and say, okay, we'll have flying cars in 50 years. Oh, sure we will. You know, but, and everybody wants to make those kinds of, that kind of progress, but it has to be organic, and I think the market has to drive it. The government can't contrive these things and then suddenly tell you you're in the economy of the future. It just doesn't work that way.
All right, now hold on to something. I don't want you to fall over. You ready?
Okay.
House Democrats passed a referendum to decolonize Puerto Rico. I don't know if he likes it or if he's just laughing because it's weird.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, can you believe that? Decolonize Puerto Rico. What are you going to do, leave the island vacant and then sink it?
Well, I don't know. Which is it? Are we going to decolonize Puerto Rico or make Puerto Rico the 51st state? I don't know. I know the Democrats would love to do that because it gives them two more Democrat senators, basically. One would think. But this is maybe it's just the latest in the long line of trying to come up with these things about America.
I know what it is. I know what it is. Though they want a spring training baseball team.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, the DOJ. The DOJ has sued Arizona for border shipping containers that are being used as a fence. They want it removed, and they want it removed now. And you know, one sheriff down there in the county, I think it was Cochise County, told in certain terms, he told the president to go stick it.
Well, right, and again, the states have the rights, right, to do what they need to do in order to protect themselves.
You would think.
And we need to be on the same page on that stuff.
Yep, you do. All right. Well, let's see here. We got the break coming up here. Yep, we do. We got the break coming up here. We're going to be giving the second Truckers Highway and Byway report. I don't think anything has really changed since the last hour. It's gotten worse on the East Coast as far as the lake effect snow. We'll fill you in on that, because if you're going up into New England or upstate New York, you are going to have a real problem. All right, Kyle, hold on, folks. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way.
Most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the morning, the news breaks. What you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell of a minding break. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run.
Back to Kyle because Jerry Reed and company, and by the way, Sam up on the front seat. Remember that basset hound there, Kyle?
Oh, that's right. Sam. Fred. No, Fred. Fred.
Oh, Fred, yeah. Okay, we're going to come up with Sam. Sam was something, Sam was a cat in another movie. I just happened to think of that. Anyway, I was looking at something here. All righty. Well, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, and by the way, it's great to hear Jerry Reed. I mean, that just that you can't have a bad day when you're listening to that song. There's no way.
Right.
Well, Captain, as you're right, we're still seeing what we saw last hour here. Mostly, we still got the blizzard warnings up in mostly eastern Montana. If you're coming up I-94 up through Miles City, on your way to Glendive over towards North Dakota, you got a blizzard warning. You got a winter weather advisory. Also, if you go down south into eastern Wyoming. We've also got high wind warnings around Cheyenne. No surprise there. We often have those high wind warnings in that area. We still have freeze warnings near Phoenix, out towards Kingman and towards the border with California. And also a freeze warning. And truckers, be careful here. A dense fog advisory in central California along Highway 99 and Interstate 5. Also cold temperatures, freeze warning around San Francisco, down through San Jose, down the 101, down to almost Paso Robles. So you're still going to be in that cold temperature there. So be careful out there.
Well, the big story in the weather, folks, is going to be the Northeast. It's going to be what's going on in Pennsylvania, in upstate New York, in Vermont, New Hampshire, in Maine, in the western part of Massachusetts, in the Berkshires, because you see, you got yourself a winter storm warning along with lake effect snow. And now, get this, Kyle. I must have warmed up over there in western New York because now it's freezing rain and or sleet. And that's before the bad stuff comes in. So it must be the cold temperatures are going to bring it in because I see snow on the other side of it over there in Michigan. So it's just a matter of time. But the lake effect machine is going to kick in. You have a winter storm warning right up and down I-81, right from Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, all the way to the Canadian border, up through Watertown to the St. Lawrence Seaway, up and down I-81 from Poughkeepsie straight north. And by the way, we do have an elevated, it's not a winter storm warning, I guess it's a watch in New York City for them getting several inches of snow. And they say they're ready for it, but, you know, New York City is never ready for a lot of snow, never. I've never seen them ready for a lot of snow.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, but this is also going to affect Providence. It looks like it'll go towards Boston. It looks like it'll get to Hartford as well, so those cities will be in the mix of all of this. Now, going over to North Dakota, South Dakota, all of South Dakota is in a blizzard warning tonight, all of it. If you're coming out of Montana, Rapid City, South Dakota, you're going to follow that across I-90. If you're going to take I-90 all the way into Minnesota, you're going to have snow all the way about two-thirds of the way across Minnesota on I-90 through South Dakota. If you're up on I-94 and you're going to come out of Montana, the eastern part where they have a blizzard warning as well, about two-thirds of the way, almost all the way to Fargo, maybe 10, 15, 20 miles west of Fargo, you're going to be in a blizzard warning. And then you'll have snow over across the line into Minnesota for about 25, 30 miles. Now, 29 all the way from the Canadian border all the way down to Nebraska, down almost to Omaha, certainly Sioux City, Iowa has got snow tonight, so you'll have it that far. So that's what you're going to have. And then the east side of Lake Michigan, oh boy, east side of Lake Michigan, you're getting lake effect snow there right now coming in off Lake Michigan. And that's why I say I believe it's going to get colder, and that funny-looking sleet and freezing rain stuff over there by Buffalo will become all snow soon.
Yes, very much so.
Now, we do have some fog tonight, Kyle, a little bit, down here around New Orleans over towards Gulfport, Mississippi. So be advised of that. Right along I-10, right along the waterway there, you're going to be in some fog. So be advised of that. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, first of all.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then tell us why people should be going to the Pilot and the Flying J.
Well, number one, Captain, by joining the My Rewards Plus app that they have, you can go to pilotflyingj.com. You can start earning points on everything that you buy. You can start getting great offers, save money on gasoline between now and December 31st, 10 cents a gallon, and you'll also be able to start getting 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 fills with the other guys. Pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the location nearest you. Pilotflyingj.com.
And we will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kyle. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and now we switch gears and we go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I got a message here from Lowell in Stockbridge, Georgia, and I'm going to share this with you. And good morning, Lowell. Thanks for the message. I'll try to decipher his secret code here. He says, oh, Cap, no, really, you'll know when you hear me say this. Oh, Captain, my Captain, bring up the Holodomor and the parallel with Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine has been, let's see, Ukrainians have been aggrieved, and there shall be vengeance. The winner will get Putin's armor like the Nazis were stuck in Stalingrad. Long live Ukraine. The problem for Putin is that he doesn't have the 3-to-1 attack ratio that he needs. Clausewitz's book on war. What do you think?
Well, I had to, for knowing a little bit of history to Lowell, so thank you. And I know Stockbridge very well because I used to live close to there.
Yep.
I used to play tennis in Stockbridge, too. But anyway, there were 60 rockets or missiles and a barrage that hit Ukraine probably 2 hours ago,
mm-hmm.
and they were knocking out anything that looked like power or that could deliver some heat to the Ukrainians, certainly parts of Kiev. So the United States is now allegedly sending over some missile defense systems. But the problem with that is it should have been done a long time ago. And it's going to, the training to use the Patriot missile system
mm-hmm.
will happen in Germany, and that will take weeks and weeks and weeks to do. A little bit further history is that Ukraine actually, Russia was Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
You go way, way back in history, way, way back. Now, I'm not sure what Putin is really wanting to do here at this point, except to show might and strength,
mm-hmm.
because he doesn't have it. You know, he's having to rely on North Korea and Iran for military assets, and he has soldiers that, you know, just don't want to be in this fight. They're literally buying, you know, walkie-talkies off the store shelves in order to communicate with each other.
Yeah.
This is the only thing that he has. Now, what's going to be left of Ukraine that he still wants Ukraine? I mean, you know, let's face it. What's left?
Hold that thought, because you got to go to break. You're going to get cut off here. Hold that thought. Okay. Denise Simon and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.